Keith Emerson's illness in 2016 made him very depressed because he could not play the organ and piano anymore. And that's what he thought defined him as a person. He committed suicide. Later that year, Greg Lake died from cancer. That just leaves Carl Palmer. Next year is the 50th anniversary of the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer album. And they're going to celebrate the milestone, Carl Palmer says. He celebrates with his Carl Palmer's ELP legacy that still tours. He's got an autobiography, Fanfare for the Common Man. Here is Carl Palmer.
We've got various projects which are going on. There's a documentary. It's about an hour so far. Not too sure on the release date. It does show the demise of both Greg and Keith. There's also going to be some concerts at the end of 2021 featuring Keith and Greg on film, and I'll be playing along with them.
Well, the Rolling Stones have a new song, even though it's an old song. There's a preview out of the song called Scarlet. It's unreleased and part of the September 4th deluxe reissue of the 13th studio album, Goat's Head Soup. Keith Richards made the song with Jimmy Page. In fact, Jimmy Page's daughter is named Scarlet. Stones piano player Ian Stewart is on it. Blind Faith bass player Rick Gretsch, Joe Cocker is on it. In 1975, Jimmy Page said it was great. It was really good. We stayed up all night and went down to Island Studios where Keith put some reggae guitars over one section. I put some solos on it, but it was 8 in the morning, and the next day came before I even did that. He took the tapes to Switzerland, and someone found out, and Keith told people that it was a track from the brand new Jimmy Page album, which was not there. Keith was joking about a Page solo album and said it was named after Jimmy Page's daughter, Scarlett, born in 1971. Also, the big edition that's coming out has two more unreleased tracks, Crisscross and All the Rage. How about a sample? Scarlett. Actually, it doesn't sound too bad. Jimmy Page has played with the Stones before, by the way. He put guitar on their demo of Heart of Stone, and he did the guitar solo on One Hit to the Body.